We start with a live look at the practice fields outside of Everbank Field. The first padded practice is underway under the lights. A beautiful night for football and training camp 2017. Welcome into Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. JP Shattuck with you. What a night it is. The first padded practice. Plenty to get to here on Jaguars.com Live. Also on the Jaguars Facebook page tonight. It is the first padded practice. We'll have one-on-one pass rush drills. Defensive line versus offensive line. And live commentary, analysis from the coaches' tape with our resident analyst Tony Baselli and Jeff Lagerman here in studio. A nice crowd has shown up tonight, too. Fantastic crowd. Busting at the seams outside of the practice fields. Let's go out there now for a look at what's going on and some big themes of camp so far. Brian Sexton is with John Osier. Brian?
All right, JP, thanks. It is a gorgeous night out here. You know, all the years that I've been on this field for evening practices, John, from 2004 through 2011 and then sporadically here and there, there's never been a night where you've thought, this is unpleasant.
Well, you're a bigger man than I am, which you've already established, but I can remember a couple of nights where I was hot. But, yeah, this is great. I mean, I'm in danger of getting an ankle rolled here because we're that close to the field, so let's go.
As you go down, would you let me know so I can get out of the way?
No, I'm always one to shove somebody else into danger.
I do know that about you. All right, so here we go. The big night where the pads go on, and that makes it fun for the fans and for everyone involved. But really, it's big because the evaluation period starts right now. Click the clock, 6:30, Saturday evening, the 29th of July, and it's real.
As you said, it's fun because fans get to see something real. But for Doug Marrone, I've never been around a coach. You know, if you're around football coaches, the pads matter. But I've never been around a guy in the NFL who has clearly said, look, the offseason's great. The practice in underwear, whatever it is great. But his evaluation, when he feels like he's going to have any sort of a grasp on what this team really is, starts tonight. Some of that's the offensive line guy in him. I think some of it is because there's so much still uncertain about the offensive line that to him, he doesn't know what his football team is until he knows what his offensive line is. For him, the offensive line starts tonight.
All right, so that's obviously one big vertical column of stories, but over to the side is the quarterback story, and that's been
on. Let's move that from the side over to the middle.
Okay, so it's right front and center.
Right.
First 2 days of camp, Blake looked sharp. Mm-hmm. Had some passes that you didn't want to see him throw, but overall you'd have to say that he had a nice first 2 days of camp. Tonight, so far, a little shaky.
Well, he had a couple of picks in 7-on-7, but he also had a deep ball to Allen Robinson in 7-on-7 that was beautiful. So let's not over jump with a 7-on-7 drill.
First
I get it.
Hour practice,
So far, 3 days, mechanically, which is all you're looking for right now, he's looked fine.
But it's not an exaggeration to suggest that this is as important a week for his career, with padded practices all week long leading up to the trip to New England. This is a really important week for him.
Yeah, because everything's important for him now. And I'll couch what you said by saying, as soon as this week's over, then next week in New England becomes the most important week of his career, because that's where he's at with his career right now. He needs to prove to the coaches, to his teammates, that he's the guy, that whatever was going on last year is fixed, whatever that means, if you can prove it before you get real. It's all important now. And this week's big because he needs to continue establishing confidence with his teammates that whatever was wrong last year is at least fixed mechanically.
All right, another big story the first 2 days, Dante Fowler Jr., who has really looked good, which is not a surprise for the third overall pick in the draft. And Tony and Jeff will have their analysis coming up here in a short while with a pass rush drill. But this is a kid who's got a lot on the line as well. Had a big play just a little while
ago. You just told me this is big for Bortles. It's huge for Dante Fowler, because as much as Marrone's been circling this date when pads go on, Dante knows, too. For him, pass rush, he was fine last year the pads went on. Technique-wise, all the stuff you need from a pass rush, you can't really tell until you're going against somebody in pads. This is where he fell off last year. He knows he's got a lot to prove. And I think for him, this is also where he can truly keep getting better and start to improve, because now he's working on his pass rush techniques, which are so important, he's going to be doing it in pads. So, yes, it's huge for everybody, really huge for Dante Fowler Jr.
And we have said it over and over and over, JP and Jeff and Tony, that this defense can be very, very good. Top 10, perhaps, with the talent that's there, if people stay healthy this year. But the secret sauce is Dante Fowler Jr. If his explosiveness shows up on the field for this team this year, then all bets are off. This could be a really special defense. Obviously, that's what you'll talk about coming up now.
thanks a lot for the report from the practice field. And if you want to get out to practice, you can. There are 7 dates remaining here in the 2017 preseason and training camp period to come check out the Jaguars. That's next week, really the big week, with 5 padded practices, including family night at Everbank Field. That's Friday. And then 2 workouts against the Buccaneers, week 2 of the preseason. To attend, you must register at jaguars.com/training camp. J.P. Shadrick, we welcome in Tony Boselli and Jeff Lagerman. What's up, guys? Good to see you.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Kind of chuckling a little bit, J.P.
Why is that?
Yeah, everybody's making a big deal out of 5 consecutive padded practices.
Right. It's the first time this group of Jaguars has done that, right? This collective last few years.
How many days did it take us to have 5 consecutive padded practices?
2.5.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. So, I mean, look.
In 5 days, you had 10 practices.
Those were the days.
And then we thought it was a break where we went 2 days, 1 day, 2 days, 1 day, 2 days. So we only had 8 padded practices in 5 days. And we thought, boy.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
What a deal.
Pretty cool.
I mean, so.
Change now.
It's totally different.
You know, the CBA's changed it. And so these guys, it'll be a shock to their system. But some of us older guys kind of giggle and laugh. But heck.
And you know the funny part is that the guys that are older than us.
Laughed at us.
Yeah. At our schedule.
Except for that first year when we showed up in Stevens Point on July 7th. The old guys were saying, oh, yeah, that's what we're used to.
Yeah.
But, you know, it changes each year or kind of each generation. And with the CBA, they're trying to be smarter with injuries and everything.
Yep.
I think they've gone a little too far in that process, possibly. I think that's why you see some of the. Offensive line play in particular.
Which he says that now, but if he was a player, he would have been all for it.
Absolutely. I'd have my pom-poms on.
Yes.
Yes. I'm just saying. But I think that's one of the reasons offensive line play, which we're going to watch here in a little bit, is not as good as it once was, not just here, but across the league, because you get half the reps. And as Jeff will tell you, even as a defensive lineman, that's the one probably position group where you really have to have 5 guys working together and you need a lot of reps to get on the same page.
Yeah, what we're getting ready to see, which is one-on-one pass rush. I mean, if you're going to want to watch any period in practice, this is probably the one to watch. I mean, this is the one
it's a defensive drill.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say that.
Of course.
But, I mean, this is the one to where it's one-on-one, it's physical, and it matters. And, yes, it is an advantage for the defense because you know, as a pass rusher, you don't have other bodies to worry about. The quarterback, you know, is going to be able to escape in real game situations. But, I mean, you can get a feel for which guys are effective in pass protection and which guys are effective as a pass rusher. And I know a lot of coaches are bigger fans of the one-on-one drills with the receivers versus the cornerbacks, and I understand that. But from a big guy's standpoint, this is mine and Tony's favorite drill.
And Jeff's right. I mean, I joke it. You know, there's a slight advantage to the defense, but the reality is, I always looked at this. This is a 2-minute drill when everyone knows it's pass, and as a left tackle especially, you're not going to get a lot of help.
I'll tell you this, you know, when Tony and I played, and we kind of got into a rhythm, and the rhythm was that when we were in practice and it was physical, we had a little sign, which was 2 fingers across the chest, which means make it look very difficult.
Okay.
That was for the pace party.
Yeah, and don't hurt each other. But we didn't have any of those arrangements when it came to one-on-one pass rush.
Full go.
There are no friends in pass rush, okay? And there's no buddy agreements. No. I mean, when it comes to pass rush, it's time to strap it up and it's time to get the adrenaline flowing.
Yeah.
And let's go.
Hey, can we get the Max? Can we ask Max to put the full screen on so we can see the full screen here?
Yeah, we're moving over to Coach's Tape. This is the first time we've done this live. And then our thanks to the football staff for allowing that to happen. You're going to get
great
a good up
right
close
here.
Look at the first match.
Dante Fowler versus Brandon Albert right here, one-on-one.
No, it's Ngakoue. Ngakoue. And, you know, it's a good job right there. Ngakoue, I think he's the best pass rusher for any of the defensive ends. Very effective. Had the 8 sacks last year. It has a good move there. Sets it up well. And Albert's those long arms, runs him around, but it would have been close.
That's Calais Campbell versus Shatley.
Campbell's a big guy, 6'8".
Campbell's so big and long and strong, and a lot of guys are going to heavy set him because they know he's so strong, and that's exactly what happened with Shatley right there, and then Clay's just swam him.
So it's going quick now. It's Avery Jones working as Linder. You know, good power rush, does a good job pushing back.
I always chuckle when those tackles are in 101 pass
rush. Yeah, it doesn't happen much, but let them have their fun. Good look at AJ Can. It's a nice job working against, I'm not sure who that
That's
is.
That's Malik Jackson.
Is that Malik Jackson? Yep, 97.
And see, a lot of people would say that Malik Jackson, he pushed AJ Can back all the way to where the quarterback was, but it took so long. That's a win for AJ Can right there.
Now, this is the guy Brian Sexton was talking about earlier. Dante Fowler working against Parnell. And not a great job by Parnell. Stops his feet, gets leaning a little bit. I think he looked like he was expecting a little power move and got top heavy. But a lot of excitement again this year started camp watching Dante Fowler because of the athletic ability. But we just did not see that translate to the field last season.
There was Cam Robinson there, Tony, for the first time.
Yep, Cam Robinson. Big body, does a good job. He turns a little bit early, too early. And what I'm talking about there, you want to stay as square to the line of scrimmage as possible. He gets perpendicular and gives up a short corner to McCray.
Laurenti McCray. And right there's Patrick Omame, Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett, end of the year last year on injured reserve. You know, he's kind of a long shot to make this roster with as much money that was spent in free agency. But the young player from Ohio State's got a pretty good motor. But it's going to be a challenge for him. And this is one, Tony, that I think is going to be interesting to watch. Luke Boyenko started the entire season a couple years ago as a rookie center out of Virginia. And he's working there against the
free agent
Stephon Charles, who they acquired from the Detroit Lions. But Boyenko, you know, he had the hip injury last year and ended up the season on injured reserve. Can he contribute this year? And an okay job there by him.
I'd like to see him at left guard, Jeff. If you're going to keep Cam Robinson out there, who I think should be the left guard, but obviously right now they're going to let him compete with Brandon Albert. I like the length and the size of Boyenko at that left guard position.
Very athletic. When the pads go on, that's when you really got to evaluate where Boyenko's at.
And he's bigger and stronger than he's ever been.
He looks it. He looks the part.
There's about 6.5 minutes left in this period here, guys.
Jonathan Wells, who I think is fighting for a roster spot, been injured the last couple years. Real athletic guy. Does a great job there shutting down the inside move.
I think that's Militia Goodman, the free agent defensive end that was signed, I think it is. And he had a nice play earlier in one-on-one run blocking drill.
Well, offensive lineman hit the ground there. That's not a good thing, right, Tony?
No, you don't like being on the ground. And that was Chris Reed.
You want to try to pronounce the defensive lineman's name there?
Yeah, he did a good job against Chris Reed. I hope he doesn't make any plays in the preseason.
We have to get the phonetic spelling of
it's
him.
It's Tooney.
Yeah.
And I have no idea.
We just call him Tooey.
Yeah, Tooey. But the last name, Manu, Loopy Manu.
And here's Militia Goodman once again, defensive end, but he's, you know, defensive ends are going to get reps in sub situations or nickel situations as interior pass rushers there.
That was Kazatati blocking him.
And not a great rush there when you end up on your knees or your hands. But this is a good matchup right here just because it's a draft pick. It's a Smoot. Draft pick from Illinois. Big, strong guy.
Yeah, that's not good.
Not a good rep for him there working against Genesee,
yeah,
I believe it is.
Avery Genesee.
The offensive line knew it, too. They all came to congratulate
him. There was no suddenness at all. One of the key things, if you want to watch a good pass rusher, is the suddenness. It's the first two steps, how quickly you can get on top of the offensive lineman, and then the suddenness, which he can shock the offensive lineman
right,
or get his feet
here we go.
Pissed
we
up. It's a good matchup. Dante Fowler against
here.
Brandon
yep.
Albert.
Now, watching Brandon Albert first couple practices – oh, not good by him. He reached for Dante Fowler. Brandon Albert reached for him. And any time an offensive lineman is going to do that as a defensive lineman, you're like, that's heaven.
Well, what happens when you reach also is your feet stop. It's by natural. Your butt goes up in the air. Your legs get straightened out and your feet stop and you can't move.
And I think that competition left tackle is real now. Brandon Albert, the first day that I watched him in training camp.
Great job right there by Shatley working against – is that Malik Jackson?
It is Malik Jackson. Like it, but yep. Going back to Brandon Albert, his legs look like he's older. So he's got to kind of – hopefully it's one of those things where he's working into, a veteran player working into it. But the first practice that I saw him and today the little bit that I saw him, you can tell he's got some miles on those tires.
Nice job by Linder just shutting down. Avery Jones.
Oh, AJ Can hit the ground.
There's Clay's Campbell. He's so big, so strong. He gets AJ Can's momentum going up the field and just swaps him past. I mean, that's kind of similar to how kind of Reggie White, you know, did it, but Reggie White did it differently back in the day. But, I mean, similar to that big, strong men can throw offensive linemen around, and not many defensive lineman in the league can do that, but Campbell can do that.
Now, right tackle, Parnell.
Work against McCray again, the fifth-year player out of Florida. How do you say his first name there?
Laurenti
McCray. Good job by Parnell, just using his size, running him around. Make him run the long way, let the quarterback step in the pocket. Let's get a look at Cam Robinson working.
And I believe that's against Carroll Phillips.
That would be considered a win by Cam Robinson, but he turns so early, he's going to get himself in trouble. He gives a short corner, Jeff, too quick. Great feet. I liked his hand use. He's just got to stop getting in the habit of turning too soon.
Well, and that's excellent there by Patrick Omame working against Sheldon Day.
Well, and if you're Sheldon Day, you look across from you, you got Patrick Omame. Why are you getting near him? Why are you running into him? Patrick's a guy who's maybe a little bit stiffer, but big, strong, powerful guy. Make him move his feet.
Well, that's a really good job there, Tony, by Buenco. Really good job.
I've liked Buenco since he was a rookie. I thought he should have been the starting center of Wisniewski his second year. He got hurt last year.
Yeah, we both said that.
And I'd like to see him kick out the left guard and get some reps there.
Well, and there's the veteran right guard that was signed in free agency, Earl Watford, who's, you know, he's got a real chance to compete for playing time at right guard if A.J. can were to falter, because, you know, I think it was put out there that A.J.'s got to play better. If it's not better, Earl Watford's going to be in the mix.
Fourth-year player.
And he's got a lot of reps under his belt.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you get a veteran guys are coming in here to win a job because they know that they have to be a significant backup or a starter to be on the roster. I was hoping that Cam Robinson would get a rep against Yannick Ngakoue. And we haven't seen that, but I think that would be a great matchup, a great evaluation of the young left tackle Cam Robinson, but it's going to be Josh Wells here.
You guys liked Wells in the past around here.
He does a great job right there. That's a great job. Ngakoue tries to go speed to power. Does a good job of shutting it down, a little bit of yapping back and forth, but I'm not sure what Yannick's yapping about. I mean, he came off late, but in the game situation, Jeff, that's not a win.
Nope. That's a total win by Josh Wells.
Chris Reed gets over the top, sets over too far outside. Anytime you do that, you give an inside move, two-way go to that defensive line. You make your job really hard as an offensive lineman.
All right, let me refer to my sheet here. Demetrius Rainey. A guy that they picked up, that center there, 61, that they picked up, I believe, from Oakland. Picked him up late in the offseason there, right prior to training, a couple of weeks, I think, prior to training camp. Here's a guy, Tony, that had a lot of sacks in college. Dimmick Hunter from Utah, I
Hunter
believe.
Dimmick. Hunter Dimmick.
Had a lot of sacks in college. A lot of sacks. Very active guy. Going to be interesting to see how he does it. He might be one of those guys in the preseason that leads the team in sacks because he's going to get a lot of snaps.
Sure. Here we go. We're going to get a rematch. Brandon Albert's asking for a rematch against Dante Fowler after he got embarrassed the last time.
Good. You like that. You want
let's
that.
Let's watch this right
the
here.
The horn just sounded, but we got an extra rep here.
Yeah, we're going. We're going
one
right
more
here.
Rep. They're
going
to run it.
And that, you know, it's not great by Albert, but Dante's kind of – dance around there, Jeff. You can't go that far inside.
In a real game, he's in traffic.
It's over.
He's lost in the traffic of all the interior players.
That's actually a good job by Brandon Albert of shutting down that inside move, taking it. He took it two
I'll
gaps.
I'll give you that. I'm with you.
And then he fell.
I'm with
now,
you.
Listen, if you really wanted – my favorite on that inside move is you as left tackle, you keep your feet and just keep on driving the defensive end.
What, jump
the
on their back?
No, you just drive all the way down to the right tackle in this drill.
You used to jump on the back.
No. Grab your chest with that inside hand, just take you over to Leon Searcy and plant you over there.
Well done, guys.
After what you did to me in Stevens Point.
Let's rehash that again.
I still got scars.
It was from this drill, right?
Yeah, exactly. This drill.
Yeah.
Pouring rain. Idiot boy over here decides to bull rush. Only bull rush of the whole day anyone did. It was Jeff.
Funny how
that conditions
works.
Were ripe for it.
Guys, we appreciate your analysis tonight. Well done, guys. Tony Boselli, Jeff Lagerman. You can get in the game August 24th against the Panthers. 10 lucky winners receive 2 pregame field passes and 2 tickets to the game. You can register at jaguars.com/get in the game. And the contest closes Thursday, August 3rd. Thanks to our entire crew. Thanks so much to the football side of the building for allowing us to patch into live coaches film for live analysis. For our entire crew, I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank.